comfort. O comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry to her that she has served her term, that her penalty is paid, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice cries out, in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for your God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. Then the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all people shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. A voice says, cry out. And I said, what shall I cry? All people are grass. Their constancy is like the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades. When the flower, or the breath of the Lord blows upon it, surely the people are grass. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God will stand forever. Get you up to a high mountain, O Zion, herald of good tidings. Lift up your voice with strength, O Jerusalem, herald of good tidings. Lift it up, do not fear. Say to the cities of Judah, here is your God. See, the Lord God comes with might, and his arm rules for him. His reward is with him, and his recompense before him. He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms and carry them in his bosom and gently lead the mother sheep. The word of the Lord.
The gospel today comes from Mark chapter 1, the beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. As it is written in the prophet Isaiah,
see, I am sending my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way. The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. John the Baptizer appeared in the wilderness, proclaiming a baptism of repentance
for the forgiveness of sins. The word of our Lord. Despite their dire circumstances, the prophet tells them that God
a future for them.
The prophet tells them that God will hold them tightly. God will care for them. And God will restore them. Gone is the judgment. And here we have the vision of God as someone who cares for us, as a parenthood. So we begin chapter 40 with the word of hope and a bit of road construction. Now living here in Minnesota, we know all about road construction, right? I mean, at the end of the winter, before we even realize it's spring, the crews are out there trying to soften up the rough patches and the potholes and detour signs start appearing. You know, we just know that winter is tough on our roads around here. That's kind of like what's happening here in Isaiah. So Isaiah says that the rough roads that you have been experiencing are no more. Get ready for a smooth ride ahead. The prophet tells us, every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain will be made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. After their time in exile, the people are ready to return home. And you can just imagine them sighing a sigh of relief as this word of hope falls upon them like a shower of rain on a parched land. They are ready for relief. They're ready for hope. And living in Minnesota, we may also struggle with the images in the Bible of all the deserts, right? In Minnesota, it's hard to imagine that when we have so much green here. We have lakes and rivers. We have trees and flowers. But in the desert, things get very dry and barren. It's hard to see life growing when everything is so dry. And on top of that, it was a landscape devoid of hope. Suffering people walking through a suffering land. That is until God steps in. Now many of you can probably remember the eruption of Mount St. Helens in 1980 in Washington State. I remember watching it on TV as a kid. And I remember seeing the clouds of ash that fell from the sky and wiped out roads and bridges and homes, trees, everything was just level. Now 13 years later, in 1993, I was fortunate to be able to go there, and I hiked most of the way up that mountain. And as I was hiking, I was thinking about all that had happened on this mountain, and I stopped at one point, and I remember realizing there was a stark difference. If I turned to my left, I could see nothing but gray. There were still ashes. Trees were snapped in half, standing as monuments to the destruction. Very little was grown. And if I turned to my right, I saw a lush mountain, alive and growing with birds and wildlife everywhere. But as I look back to the parts of the mountain that were destroyed by the eruption, I noticed that if I looked closely, there were signs of life. There were saplings starting to grow. There was some grass. There were some chipmunks and insects. There were signs of life. So even in the middle of that destruction, there was new life and there was hope. So that's exactly what the prophet Isaiah is telling us today. That we have a purpose. That we should be comforted to know that God is with us and God has a purpose for us in our lives. Now the purpose of a prophet is often to rattle the people from complacency, to wake people up, and to challenge them for some sort of change. The prophet's words and actions are often met with resistance. But that's what God does time and again, is sending prophets our way to help us listen for God's voice amidst the destruction to see where hope and possibility lie. I think that's what God is doing with us too. Now, I don't want to be the kind of preacher that comes up here every time and talks about how dire the state of the world is. I mean, we have a lot going on. And it can be overwhelming to just turn on the TV or watch the newspaper to see the unrest, the violence, to see how things change so
to posted yesterday. He said, I just don't know what to do about all that's going on in the world. What do I do with all this information? What do I do with it? I don't know if I can do anything at all. And it was just so overwhelming for him. And he was sharing that with us. And that got me thinking. You know, we are bombarded with a lot of information about a lot of negative things in this world. And if we're feeling afflicted, if we're feeling torn up inside because of all of this that's going on in the world, it's actually a pretty good thing. It means that we're still really connected to one another. It means that we still feel that what happens to one happens to all of us. The flip side of that coin would be to get a little too comfortable with being comfortable. Right? Try and keep things the way they always have been. And to stay silent. So what are we to do? What are we to say, or think, or do? Well, the prophet Isaiah gives us a command to preach. Now, Pastor Chris and I are usually the only preachers here. We get up here on Sunday morning. But Isaiah tells the people to preach. He says that we are all preachers, preachers of God's hope. And I want to ask you, what do you think this world needs to hear? What would you preach this week? You have the opportunity, and you all do. If you have one word, give me one word, one thing you would preach to this world.
Peace.
Pray. Understanding. Hope.
Kindness.
Forgive.
Join us at the People's Congress on Saturday for hope, hope, hope.
Give thanks.
Now, there's a saying that preach the gospel